I tell you, I'm looking out this window on the studio, seeing a train go by, the skyline in Detroit, all the big buildings. It makes me excited for this time next year, because this time next year, we've got the Final Four happening right here in Detroit, downtown Detroit. It's going to be quite the experience. Last time I was here was, 2008, 2012, something around that?
Yeah, and it was an absolute blast, and we've only gotten better at these big events.
Well, you take the draft last year. I mean, one of these things that Detroit just keeps getting better at. And kind of the guy behind it is on the line with us, Marty Dobek. Marty is the executive director at the Detroit Sports Commission. Marty, how are you?
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me on. And just one individual behind the curtain and attracting events, it really takes the entire team and the entire city, region, state, quite honestly, to attract these events and then execute them at a high level. And it's crazy to think that in 372 days, the men's Final Four is returning to Detroit, and our city is once again going to be in the world's sporting spotlight.
But who's counting, right? Who's counting? Who's counting down? You're probably really excited, but also really filled with all the things that need to get done to bring in an event like this. Take us behind the curtain. What does one attracting an event like this entail, and then what does pulling it off entail?
Yeah, I mean, Detroit last hosted the Final Four in 2009 at Ford Field, and I mean, really, when the final second came off the clock and the ticker tape fell from the ceiling, you know, the city was looking at the opportunity to host another Final Four. And it's an annual process, really, and staying close with the NCAA and developing and fostering those relationships. And the Final Four and bringing it back to Detroit, we most recently, it was a process in 2021 and 2022. And ultimately were awarded the 27th Final Four in 2022. But two cycles prior, one, we didn't get to the final stage, and then the other cycle, we did get to the presentation period, but unfortunately came up short. So it's a very structured process that you work hand in hand with your local stakeholders, and you work closely with the NCAA to ensure you have the competition venue, ensure you have the convention center, ensure you have the airports, the hotels, and the ancillary venues that come with the Final Four. So here we are, 372 days out, and we will be taking a trip down to Indianapolis next week because the NCAA mandates future hosts attend not only the Final Fours, but since we're going to be on the clock, you know, it's going to be a little bit more deeper of a visit for us, and we're going to learn a lot of things operationally, which we have been the last few years. But we're really excited, and we'll have a local organizing committee made up of the Sports Commission and Visit Detroit and City of Detroit, Ford Field, our host institutions, Michigan State University. But it's our opportunity now to really put those final plans in place, and then also our last chance to observe before the ball is officially passed to Detroit.
The final plans for the Final Four. I absolutely love it, Marty. I'm excited. I know that I've already got a little envelope in my house, and I'm, you know, stashing away for some of these tickets to come and see this, because honestly, it doesn't happen in your home city or in your hometown, in your home state very often. So I'm sure, like myself, a lot of folks in Metro Detroit and around the state are just absolutely ecstatic for the opportunity to be able to see this in their home state, and then also have a sense of pride when it's over. When people leave, they're going to go, man, that was a great time. Detroit's a great city. It puts a great spotlight on Detroit, and it puts a great spotlight on the rest of the state as a place to come and visit, to come and hang out and see some of these great big events. Marty, can you talk a little bit about like the symbiotic relationship between attracting events like this in the large scale of the Final Four and maybe the draft, and then also what that does long term down the road for any kind of economic development or economic impact?
Yeah, I mean, the guiding mission of the Sports Commission is to bring sporting events to our region that showcase the world-class hospitality that we've been known for. And it's a concentrated effort that we work towards on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, you need to have the right individuals and the right organizations behind these efforts. And because it is viewed by the organizing body that's looking to place their event in your city, so it's so important that you are united as a destination. And in Detroit, in our region, we are. And it's so key to it. And that's what led to the record-setting NFL draft in 2024, where there was so much pride. And I think more than anything, community really shined through. And it was our intentions from very early on in hosting the NFL draft that this is going to be about the community. This is an inclusive event. We want everyone from the city of Detroit residents and youth to participate in this opportunity and get to experience a world-class sporting event. And it's going to be no different with the Final Four. The Final Four the phrase we use is no ticket, no problem. There are many free or low-cost access to events throughout the weekend. If you don't have tickets to the event, but all the information is on final4detroit.com. And currently there is a ticket lottery. If those that are interested want to enter that lottery, there's a small fee attached to it. But if you are not selected as part of that lottery, you are obviously reimbursed for that. So you can go to final4detroit.com to learn more about those opportunities. But, you know, really back to the root of your question is just, it takes everybody in the city, in the region, and, you know, in the state, to all be on the same page and working off that same playbook. It's like Coach Izzo drawing up a play or Coach May drawing up a play, and everybody's got to, you know, that's where we're at right now. We're drawing up the plays, and now when the ball's passed to us, we have to go execute that on the court.
Well, that's a great analogy, Marty, and hopefully, you know, well, and we'll see after tonight, right, what the likelihood of both Michigan State and Michigan being in the Final Four in Detroit. I'm excited for that possibility. What an experience that would be.
Oh, it would be outstanding. And, you know, it's funny too, is, you know, from a Michigan and Michigan State perspective, and you know this, Michael, is where we attract conventions, meetings, and sporting events to our destinations to attract that out-of-town visitor. So say Michigan or Michigan State or somebody with close ties, you know, here in the state of Michigan were to punch a ticket to the Final Four, we would still see out-of-town visitors come. But, you know, the likely, you know, it'll be really interested to analyze that as far as two local teams participating in a Final Four that we're hosting. So it's all really good stuff, and we hope for that.
Well, I'm sure it'll boost the likelihood of just an outrageous amount of people downtown Detroit. I'm not going to miss it. Like you said, no ticket, no problem. The Final Four in downtown Detroit coming to you in 2027. Marty, thanks for chatting with us for a little bit.
Thanks, Michael. Really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. No ticket, no problem. I'm excited. I'm ecstatic. Don't change the dial. WJR, 760 AM.